Myanmar's foreign minister says the death toll from the cyclone that ripped through the country this weekend could reach 10,000 people. State radio earlier reported that the official death toll from Saturday's cyclone Nargis had risen to 4,000 people, with 1,000 more still missing. United Nations and private aid agencies have rushed to prepare assistance for victims of the devastating storm. Richard Holstein is a consultant to the United Nations Coordinator of Humanitarian Affairs based in Bangkok, Thailand. He said that it will take several days to accurately assess the damage.
The challenge that people are facing now in trying to assess the extent of the damage and the assess the extent of the needs is to get access to these remoter parts of the delta, obviously because the roads are blocked with debris, and also to get communication to those areas to find out what the real needs are. However, it's clear already at this stage that there are a significant number of people with immediate shelter needs, and we'd be talking in the six figures, so probably several hundred thousand. And there is also an immediate need for safe drinking water. The United Nations humanitarian agencies do have a presence in the country. They were, of course, engaged in a pre-preparedness effort when this cyclone was being tracked across the ocean. And so some relief supplies were able to be pre-positioned, but clearly the needs will go far beyond that. And the question is the extent to which international assistance may be required. It seems that the government is at least receptive to international assistance, so we're hopeful that there can be some assistance deployed in the coming days. Of course, these delta areas in the Indian Ocean are prone to tropical cyclones. What people in the capital, the former capital, Yangon, are reporting is that this is the worst damage that that many of them can remember. So this is certainly a major event for the country. But to get a very much more detailed needs assessments, you really need to have people on the ground visiting these affected areas. And that will take several more days.
The cyclone and flooding in Myanmar's two major rice-growing areas have potentially serious effects for food supply into other impoverished nations. World Food Programme spokesman Paul Risley said it is not yet known whether Myanmar could meet its commitments to supply tens of thousands of tonnes of rice to Sri Lanka and neighbouring Bangladesh. Factory owners in Bangladesh have started distributing subsidised food to thousands of their lowest-paid workers to stave off increasing hunger. While leaders attending the annual meeting of the Asian Development Bank in Madrid said the region was at risk of undoing a decade of gains because of soaring food prices that could also spark social unrest.